I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A Veterans Day ceremony at the University of Louisiana Monroe recognized faculty, staff, and a number of community members who have served their country. The program welcomed Brigadier General Dr. Charles Chapuis of the Louisiana National Guard. He says every service member's willingness to answer the call of their country is something to be honored.
And it's certainly only right to recognize them and thank them for all that they've done for us. We would not be the country that we are without the very generous men and women who have willingly served us in places all over the world.
ULM School of Humanities head Dr. Ruth Smith shared on the historical significance of the day and the sacrifice that's been remembered ever since. Chapuis says regardless of past or present conflict, the occasion continues to symbolize the honor and appreciation of every soldier.
The day is secured in our country's history. The original Veterans Day certainly recognizes the signing of the armistice at the end of World War I, but I think it remains a fitting day to recognize all of our veterans for now and on into the future.
Each veteran attending the ceremony was presented a ribbon by ULM President Dr. Nick Bruno in honor of their service. A North Louisiana woman has been missing more than a week in South Arkansas woods, and authorities say the man she was last seen with has been arrested on an unrelated charge. Union County Sheriff Mike McGuff says 32-year-old Amanda McKinney McPherson of Marion was last seen the night of November 3rd near Three Creeks. McGuff says investigators are searching for McPherson but don't suspect foul play. He says the truck that McPherson was in with 31-year-old Brian Benson became stuck and Benson went looking for help. Sheriff says Benson told investigators McPherson was missing when he returned. McGuff says Benson was arrested after he allegedly stole an all-terrain vehicle to return to the truck after getting lost. A relative says McPherson knew her way around the woods. Lawyers for dozens of oil, gas, and pipeline companies are heading to court to make their case for dismissal of a lawsuit filed by a South Louisiana levee board. Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East sued the companies last year, arguing that coastal drilling and dredging has contributed to the loss of coastal wetlands that protect New Orleans from hurricanes. Today's hearing is before U.S. District Judge Nanette Jolivet Brown. The energy companies are expected to argue that the flood board's suit cannot be pursued under federal or state law. The companies specifically note a law the industry and its allies pushed through the 2014 legislature that seeks to retroactively kill the lawsuit. A former staff member at Louisiana State University Health Sciences Center has been sentenced to federal prison on a mail fraud charge. The former worker, Anthony Rogero of Shreveport, will spend 18 months in prison for mail fraud in connection with a bribery scheme involving a laboratory supply company owner. In addition to time behind bars, he was ordered to pay his former employer $200,000 and serve 3 years of supervised release after he's freed. Prosecutors say Rogero conspired with Sangre Biologicals owner Rita Myler to buy products from her company. The KEDM weather forecast: mostly sunny skies and very mild conditions during the day today with a high in the mid-50s.